This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're in Siman Lamed Beis, and we're up to the Ramah in Sif Tes Zayin. The Mechaber just said, if you're masupik about Suras HaOisios, you bring in a kid, he's not a chacham, he's not a tippish, he knows how to read, and he will tell us whether this was written properly. We mentioned an interesting shayla, could you call in a gadol and cover up all the other letters and have him just isolate that letter and see what the gadol says? So we said it might be dependent on Rashi and the Rambam. If it's that we bring in a kid who won't be influenced by context, so if we cover up everything, maybe the gadol won't be influenced by the context. On the other hand, the Rambam seems to say there's a special din that it has to be written in a type of ksav that is readable to a child. We're up to the Rama. Haga miu imanu royim shaloi nishar tsuras ha'ois kesikunai. If we on our own objectively see the letter was not written properly, just because the kid says, yeah, that's a vav, that's a nun, it's pasul. Meaning, if we honestly say that is not the way a letter looks, then it's irrespective what the katan says. Pasul afal pishatina kare oisai kehilchasai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Nun Beis, Ha'ois, Kugain. Let's say Alfin. Let's say you have an Aleph. She'en Ayud Shalen Noigas El Atzman. Then we know by the Aleph, there is a main branch, and then there's a Yud on the top. Let's say the Yud doesn't touch the main branch of the letter. Or let's say V'chi Nekudas HaPay. We know, you know, the letter Pay has a little hook that goes down. Let's say it's not connected to the roof. Right, there are two kinds of letters. There's oisos pshutos. Oisos pshutos is a straight line, a vav, a yud, an endomem, a final mem. But then there are oisos kefufos, like a chaf, which is regular chaf, which is bent, regular nun, a beis. So anytime you have a letter that are not straight, that there's a hefsik in the middle. It's puzzle. I don't care if the kid says it looks like a pei or it looks like an aleph. It's not an aleph. If it's not touching, it's not an aleph. Beinim nasazeh be'isak siva. Whether that happened when you wrote it. Oy la'achar k'siva. Or it happened after you wrote it. Shaloi ma'ani kriyas atinoik. Ela hecha shenifsak ha'ois. You know when it helps? When there's a cut in the letter and there's still enough above the cut that it's halachically the letter. In other words, it has to be halachically the letter. Now the question is, does it look like the letter? You'll bring in a kid. But if it's not the letter because it's not touching, when could you bring in a child? Where it's nifsak ha'ois, u'batzer le mishiura. You're missing the shir, u'machmazeh doima ois, mixes la'ois acher, and therefore the ois looks a little bit like a different letter. Kugoyin vav ketia. Let's say you have a short vav. Where would you have a vav ketia like in Parshas Pinchas, Brisi Shalom, where you're supposed to make a short vav? And we're not sure, is that a vav ketia or is it a yud? Sha'anu mesupakim, we're mesupik. Im higia la'oirech vav. If it reaches the length of a vav. Oy kishir yud. So then we could bring in the kid. Ulakach toil kriyas hatinok. We could bring in the child. The gilui milsa ba'amahu. All we need to do is be megala milsa. It has the length of a vav. Midaloi kara yod, from the fact he didn't call it a yod. V'adin la'ois nun pshuta. Let's say the end of nun, the final nun. V'chaf pshuta, the final chaf. Where it's just a very long letter, and we're mesupik. Is it a long nun? Is it a vav? So we bring in the kid. Kid, what? How do you see it? She'isafik im yesham shir arkan. Now, let's say, oikaf kefufa shadoime b'miksas lebeiz uchahai gavna. Let's say you have a chaf, a regular chaf. It looks a little bit like a beiz. Sheish l'stapik im tunas adoime l'oisachas. We're mesupik whether its image is similar to a different letter. So then you could bring in a kid. But when we see the letter is not in its tzura, of what good is it to bring in a kid? So we see the ois is not in its proper image. We cannot be machshin aleph sheregel smoyloi inoigel akavim. Let's say the left leg of the aleph is not touching the middle branch. Right? An aleph is basically a diagonal branch with a yud on the top, an upside down yud on the top, and a regular yud on the top, and an upside yud on the bottom. So if the upside down yud on the bottom is not connected, it ain't good. By the way, we once had a shir in Parshas Bereishis that the reason why the Aleph is crooked is because of the sin of the Eitz Hadas. And before then, the Aleph was straight, which is a very interesting concept about many of the letters of the Aleph Beis were affected by the Eitz Hadas. But anyway, if it's not connected, it's puzzle. You could bring in 50 kids. Okay, v'lachin ein la hachshir aleph. You can't be machshin aleph. Sheregel smoyla with the left leg ein nogea lekavim. So he's not touching the middle branch. B'shvul shatinik ren aleph. You're not going to be machshir just because the kid says it looks like an aleph. Dimimnei aperud lo yite lo imershu ayin afucha. Because it's separated, you're not going to make a mistake and say it's an upside down ayin. In other words, right now, what's the issue with the aleph? The issue is the bottom leg is not touching. So it's not that it looks like a different letter. It doesn't look like any other letter. It doesn't look like an upside down ayin. It doesn't look like any letter. So there's no point in bringing the tinoik because we're not misupik about what letter it is. It's just not written correctly. It wasn't, the bottom leg is not connected. Vuadin b'pshuta, the same thing would apply by straight letters. Im anu rayim vaday she'em by tzuras ois. Let's say the end of nun. It's too short. It doesn't look like a final nun. The fact that the kid says it looks like a final nun, loy mahani ma de tinoik kari ois akach, doesn't help that a kid reads it that way. Rak besafek lanu. The only time you bring in the kid is when we are misupik. Does it have the right shear? Does it look like the letter? Karani mahani, then it helps. The choza beloy tikkun. This is all where there is no fixing. Ula inyan tikkun, regarding how to fix it, then that's a different story. The Be'er Halacha seems to say, regarding fixing a letter, if you fix the letter and the child says, yes, it's good, then we're more reliant on the child. But this is talking about, the Baal Kariyah is reading, and you have a Shaila, and what does it look like? Then if you don't think it looks good, it's not good. It only is good when you're Masupik about the Tzuras Ha'ois, then you can bring in the child. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem, Wednesday, we will continue in the Mechaber. Okay, so tomorrow I'm not here. We'll continue Be'ezus Hashem Wednesday. Have a wonderful day. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.